Greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day three in our seven-day series, Coming to God the Way He Demands. And the first day we looked at the fact that we are all sinners. And unless we see ourselves, unless we realize that we are sinners and that we are lost and on our way to hell, we cannot be saved. So that's the first step of coming to God the way He demands, is for us to see ourselves that we are truly sinners that deserve eternal punishment. We deserve to burn in hell for all eternity. Day two, yesterday, we looked at the fact that we need a Savior. If we're all sinners, we need someone to save us. And we saw that Jesus Christ is the Savior. He's the only way anyone can be saved. It's through Jesus Christ. And then we looked at that yesterday. And today, it's we're looking at faith and believing in God, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what our topic is here today. Unless we have faith, we can't be saved. The Bible says that for by grace are you saved. That's God's grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that's our faith. And that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The faith that it's talking about there isn't the gift of God. Being saved is salvation. For by grace are you saved, salvation. And that's through faith. And it's not of ourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man would boast. So faith is very important in this topic of coming to God the way He demands. It's very important. We're all sinners, we need a Savior, and it's by faith that we can be saved. The eternal Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit are totally, completely one. They have always been together. They are eternal and were together when the earth was made. You can see that in Genesis 1:26. God the Father did not give birth to Jesus, nor create Jesus. Jesus was from the beginning with the Father. Even before He was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Now, I want to read some verses out of the Gospel of John, starting with chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, that Word is Jesus. He is referred to here in the first verse of John, of first chapter of John, as the Word, and I'll try to prove that to you at the end of our reading here. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, talking about Jesus. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, this Word, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. This Word, Jesus Christ, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That was when He came to this earth. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might be saved. Well, who did John bear witness of? It was of Jesus Christ. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world." And he came to make Jesus Christ's path straight, it says. Verse 8 says, "He was not that light," John wasn't that light, "but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not." Well, who was in the world? Jesus Christ was in the world, and he and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He came to the Jews, and most of the Jews rejected him. Not all. Even the writer here was a Jew. But a lot of the Jewish people rejected him. The leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees. Verse 12, but as many as received him, Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And I think the writer here is referring to the disciples and many others who believed in Jesus and received him. And that goes even into our generation. You and I, if we receive him and we believe on his name, as it says. And that's what we're talking about here today, is faith, believing. It says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe or have faith on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Well, this Word was made flesh, Jesus Christ, and the Word was made of flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So what a beautiful passage. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. What a beautiful passage. I just recommend you to read it again, to study it, to look at it, and see Jesus, and see what it takes to receive Christ, or to be born again, or to come to God the way he demands. It's to see Jesus for who he is and who he was. And when God the Son, Jesus Christ, became a man, he was born of a virgin. He lived a life without any sin. He was crucified, taking upon himself the sins of the whole world. He died and was put in a grave, but in 3 days raised from the dead, showing his power over death and the devil. He continued teaching his disciples for another 40 days, then ascended up into heaven and promising to come again. For you to be saved, you must believe in Jesus Christ. You must believe all these things about him. John 3:36 tells us, he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. And also John 20:31 says, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. So the third point, or the third thing that we need to do in order to come to God the way he demands, is we need to have faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in all that he has done and all that he is doing, even interceding for us. So the first step is we are all sinners. The second step is we need a Savior. And the third step is faith. Believing in Jesus. Believing in God. Believing in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. All right, well, that's our lesson for today, our inspiration for today. I hope you are inspired by this teaching. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in.